The big Thanksgiving movie's open today, and as always, the studios are hoping to sell a lot of tickets over the long weekend. Our film critic Kenneth Turan reviews one of those movies, Australia.
With a story this big, it's no wonder they named it after a continent. It's the circa 1939 story of what happens when Nicole Kidman's British aristocrat takes over an Australian cattle ranch and locks horns with Hugh Jackman. He plays a character who's so iconic, he's known only as the Drover.
Mr. Drover, I need to speak
to you. Now, where the hell are all the bloody stockmen, eh?
That's what I need to speak to you about.
Where's Fletcher?
We disagreed, and I dismissed him.
Dismissed?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the cattle?
Well, it beggars belief, but as he was leaving, he deliberately let the cows out of the, I don't know, whatever you call it, and they ran off.
Damn! Do you realize, woman, what you've done? I won't get another drove this late in the season, right? You've cost me my living.
But Australia is not just any blockbuster. It's filtered through the sensibility of director Baz Luhrmann, whose last film was the dizzying Moulin Rouge. Luhrmann is a lover of artifice and excess. Luhrmann also wanted to make a deeply Australian film, to bend the norms of Hollywood filmmaking to the task of telling the story of his own country his own way. Australia pays attention to Aboriginal rituals and culture, and to the plight of the stolen generations, the mixed race and Aboriginal children who were removed from their families and raised in mission schools.
Help me, somebody, please help me!
You've got to help her.
Help me! This is my child.
I understand what you're saying.
Please.
You don't have an essential job.
No.
You must evacuate
Mrs.
on this
boat. Don't let them take me away.
I will come and find you. Whatever happens, whatever it takes, we'll be together again. I promise.
I believe you, Mrs. Boss.
That boy, named Nulla, is the film's narrator. Nulla's life is hard, but he takes Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow as a kind of personal anthem. It becomes Australia's anthem as well, and its tribute to a place where dreams that you dare to dream really do come true couldn't be a better fit for this big dreaming film.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You'll find reviews of Gus Van Sant's biographical picture, Milk, plus Transporter 3, and more at our holiday blockbuster of a website, npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.